Hello.
平安，大家你哋好。
Now, this is how in Indonesia often when we meet one another, we greet each other with shalom. Peace be with you.
Yeah. 我哋咧喺印尼呢度咧就好喜欢用 shalom 平安咁样问候打招呼嘅，去祝彼此平安与你同在。
Actually, to be honest, to be able to see all of you. Today is a bit of a mixed feeling.
咁其实好老实咁同大家讲啦，今日能够咁样见到大家咧，我心里面系百感交集嘅。
Yeah, it's very exciting to see all of you, and it also feel a little bit emotional inside.
咁点解百感交集咧？一方面咧又好兴奋，但系另一方面咧心里面其实好激动。
And just now before we started, and I saw Pastor Lucy, we counted how many years we haven't seen one another.
咁就好似我哋头先都仲未开始聚会嘅时候，我见到阿 Lucy 牧师，咁我哋大家就去回忆起究竟我哋几多年冇见咧。
But I really never imagined that I have the chance to see you all and to share with you all.
我都从来冇谂过，真系会有呢个咁嘅机会可以去见到大家，同埋同大家分享。
I see that it's truly nothing is impossible for Father Yahweh. Yeah.
咁确实咧，令我睇到喺 Yahweh 里面咧系冇难成嘅事嘅。
Because often I do think that when will I have a chance to meet the brothers and sisters in Liverpool again?
因为真系。以前都唔知幾時先會有咁嘅機會，再可以見到利物浦嘅弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, and as you know, the Liverpool Church is very dear to me.
大家都知道啦，利物浦教會對我係好親愛嘅一個教會。
And I was born there spiritually, together with Pastor Stanley.
屬靈上咧，我係喺利物浦教會嗰度出世嘅，而且咧係同阿 Stanley 牧師同一日出世嘅。
So you can say that without Liverpool Church, I would not be here.
咁所以你可以话咧，如果冇利物浦教会，
today,
如果冇利物浦教会咧，我都唔会今日喺呢度，亦都冇咁嘅机会同大家分享。
Yeah, so I'm very happy to see Mansuk Mansam, and I know there were many uncles and aunties. So.When I was there,
咁當然啦，亦都好開心見到文叔文嬸啦，好多嘅以前喺度嘅伯母啊、細伯咁樣。
Yeah, so I think some of you might remember. I think I'm probably one of the youngsters amongst the many aunties and uncles.
咁相信喺當時喺利物浦教會嘅呢啲叔叔阿姨們咧，就會記得我就係當時比較年青嘅其中一位啦。
But don't get me wrong. These aunties and uncles are the ones that gave me a lot of encouragement, and their heart were much younger than we would ever think.
咁但系大家千祈唔好误会啊！其实呢啲好似好年龄上年长啲嘅叔叔阿姨们咧，其实系俾我好大鼓励，佢哋嘅心咧系非常之年轻嘅。
Actually, many memories still come back to me, yeah, off and on, about Liverpool and.The very thought of Liverpool gives me encouragement and strength to walk, to continue to walk with the Lord.
咁其实咧，时不时咧，我脑海都会有利物浦教会出现而且每一次谂到利物浦教会咧，都带俾我好多嘅鼓励同埋力量支持我继续喺属灵呢条路上行落去。
So it's a joy to see all of you again.
咁所以能够再次见到大家，真系好开心。
Now I have been asked to share my testimony.
咁我就被邀请咧，同大家分享下我嘅见证。
Before that, I would like us to read a verse first.
咁但喺我开始分享之前咧，想同大家读一段经文。
Romans 8,
罗马书嘅第八章
，verse 28，
二十八节。
So I think this is a very familiar verse for all of us.
Yeah, I will read it to you in English.
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, and that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十八至二十九节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。
Why I shared this verse? Because I think the truth of these words become more and more real as we learn to walk with the Lord.
咁头先一开始同大家分享嘅经文咧，系点解咧？因为我相信呢段经文入面嘅真理咧，喺你生命里面会显得更加真实。就系、是、当你越嚟越去同神同行嘅时候，你就会体会呢段经文嘅真实啦。
Just a few things that come up from this verse that before I share my testimony.
咁喺我分享我嘅见证之前咧，都想再同大家分享几点关于头先所读嘅呢段经文。
Here it speaks about all things work together. In other words, there is one who is in control.
咁呢段经文咧就提到啦，万事咧都系互相效力嘅，一起去工作嘅。咁亦都话俾佢听，即系其实背后系有人喺度去掌管呢一切。
Without one who is in control, everything will be in chaos, and nothing will be accomplished.
因为如果背后冇一个人去掌管呢一切咧，咁其实一切都会系好混乱嘅，咁亦都唔能够达成任何嘅事情。
And we trust that we are aware that God created all things, then, and He also is in control of all things.
咁我相信大家都应该知道啦，我哋嘅神咧，佢系创造宇宙万物，创造一切嘅嘢嘅，而佢亦都系同时系掌管住呢一切。
Everything in our life and everything that happens，
每一样喺我哋生命里面发生嘅事情，都系喺神嘅掌管之内。
I started off not believing in this.
咁但系咧，我最初嘅时候咧，其实并唔相信呢一切嘅。
Yeah, because I feel that everything is can be controlled depending on how we handle it.
我最初就唔相信呢一切啦，因为我觉得一切其实都喺我哋自己嘅掌控之内啫嘛。
I started off as a Buddhist.
我其实一开始咧系一个佛教徒嚟嘅。
I come from a very simple, loving family, actually.
咁其实咧，我系嚟自一个好简单、好充满爱嘅家庭。
So actually, you can see nothing is lacking.
你可以话我生命里面并冇缺乏任何嘢。
But something seems to be missing in my life.
但系又好似硬系争咁啲乜嘢咁样喎。
There's always a question mark in my heart.
我心里面总是有一个疑问。
So I started to ask about life when I was at the age of around 16.
咁喺我大概16岁嘅时候咧，我就开始去问一啲关于生命嘅问题啦。
Now what exactly was the purpose of this life and that why do I live for？
譬如究竟生命系有咩目标、有咩意义嘅咧？我活着是为了什么呢？
At that time, I start to seek spiritual things.
也都是那个时候我开始去寻求一些在灵的层面的东
西。I started to have a desire to seek what is the truth. You
know? 我也开始有这个渴慕呢，想去寻找真理。
Now in my mind, there must be something more to life than just living and dying.
咁对我嚟讲咧，喺我脑海里面啊，我总系觉得人生应该系超过只系活着，然后就死去咁样。
So, now, I started off asking, seeking through Buddhist teaching at that time.
咁喺当时，我系首先去从呢个佛学嗰度开始去研究。
No, and then, well, in Buddhist teaching, you see, we want to look for peace and joy and.
咁透过佛学，我哋都一样系寻求紧呢份喜乐啊、平安咁样啦。
No, and then later I went to university.
之后我就去大学啦。
No, well, you can see that going to university because going abroad to study, I learned a lot about being independent.
咁你可以话有机会去到外国去读大学，其实我真系学习到要好独立啦。
But the most precious thing that I got to know, during this period is God Himself.
但系咧，但系回望嘅时候咧，我觉得喺我大学嘅生涯里面最宝贵嘅咧，就系能够认识到神。
Actually, when I come to think about it, how I decided to go to Liverpool itself, in hindsight, it is God's grace.
咁而家当我回望翻啊，当时点解我会去利物浦读书咧？而家真系再回头睇嘅时候，我就真系睇到系神嘅恩典。
I used to talk to Guan Yin, the Buddhist leader, pray to Guan Yin.
咁以前咧，其实我系会同呢个观音去讲嘢嘅。
Yeah, but now I know the one who actually heard my prayers was God Himself.
但系当然啦。当然啦，我而家先知道，我而家已经知道咧。其实一路以嚟听自己祷告嘅系神佢自己。
So long before I got to know him, he has already was seeking me.
咁其实喺我仲未认识佢之前啊，佢已经喺度寻找紧我。
He already opened a way for me, for me to know him.
佢已经开紧一条路，带领我去认识佢。
So I, why I said that was because, the actual decision to go to Liverpool was because of there was at that time my family was just a moderate family.
咁当时点解我会去利物浦咧？其实讲翻我屋企先啦，我嘅家庭咧都系只系一个好中等嘅家庭。
And actually, because all my friends were applying for university, so I applied as well.
咁而当时自己申请大学就系因为我身边嘅朋友全部都去申请，咁我咪跟住申请咯。
But after that, I thought probably I won't be going. Yeah.
但系后屘我就谂，唉，但系我去嘅机会都唔大噶啦。
Yeah, but then I received a letter from Liverpool University that there was half scholarship.
But at that time, I actually received a letter from Liverpool University that gave me a scholarship.
So it wasn't very hard to make the decision to go to Liverpool. Actually, I wanted to say no, but then because of the scholarship, my parents also encouraged me to go.
咁所以咧，因为呢个奖学金啊，连我父母都去鼓励我，就去利物浦啦。
So, but of course, when I got to university, life became more complicated.
咁但系事实上咧，当我去到利物浦之后咧，我发现我生命就开始变得复杂咗好多啦。
I guess the influences of the world. Started to come in pressures from study, the Western culture.
咁就系当我去到利物浦嘅时候，你就开始体会啊，生命各种嘅压力啊，吸引就嚟啦。除咗系读书方面嘅压力啦，亦都有世界嗰方面嘅影响啊，都开始去打击自己。
Relationship problems and ambitions. Yeah.
亦都有可能男女朋友之间呢啲嘅问题啊，情感嘅问题，同埋对自己将来嘅理想啊呢方面嘅问题。
And the fire to seek the truth, you can say, or to seek spiritual things started to die down.
咁开初有原先对呢个真理啊，同埋对属灵呢啲事情想去寻求嘅心咧，开始都冷淡落嚟啦。
And looking back, it was during this period of time that I met with the church.
咁但系回望嘅时候，亦都正正系呢个时间段咧，我就有机会认识到教会。
Yeah. And very truly, the life of his servants at that time draw me.
咁其实
draw me to seek God.
好坦白讲咧，当时就系因为认识到神嘅仆人，佢哋生命嘅质素咧，去吸引自己想去认识神更加多。
Of course, I won't be able to share about all the details. It will take a long time. But I will just share some key moments, what the Lord has done in my life.
当然我没时间去跟大家将所有细节都去一一分享，不过我都会选几个特别的事情，就是神怎样在我生命里面工作去跟大家分享的。
I just want to say that it's when I met with our church, and also at that time, his servants, it is their life that actually spoke to me a lot.
咁其实咧，当我有机会去接触到教会同埋当时服侍嘅呢啲教牧同工咧，佢哋神嘅仆人啊，佢哋嘅生命真系好对我内心去说话。
Including the aunties and uncles, like Auntie Lau.
亦都包括我哋当中当时嘅呢啲叔叔阿姨啊、细伯伯母，例如刘伯母咁样。
Because all this while, what I was seeking for in Buddhism, I saw it in their life.
因为我从前一路喺尝试喺佛学里面去或者佛教里面去寻找嘅嘢咧，咦喺呢班人身上其实我揾到见到。
The peace that we usually have, the joy that we usually have, is very momentary. But when I saw their life, it really speaks to me because the joy that they show and the love that they show was very pure.
咁我哋一般人所见惯啊、经历过嘅所谓平安啊、喜乐，其实都系好短暂嘅。但系咧喺佢哋呢班人身上面，我睇到嘅嗰种平安同埋爱咧，系好单纯、好纯洁嘅。
So I remember that I got invited to the church, and there was one year. You can say that year was a crisis year for me.
咁当我被邀请去教会之后咧，其实嗰一年你可以话就系我生命中一个危机嘅一年。
So now, so far when joining the church, I've never actually humbled myself to pray. When everyone was praying, I would just be opening my eyes.
咁其实咧，当时我虽然有去教会啦，但系我从来都冇真正谦卑自己咧向神祷告嘅。当其他人喺度合埋眼睛专心祈祷嘅时候，我通常都仍然系擘大对眼。
Yeah, but I was very curious to know what the word of God says.
但系我亦都对神嘅话语咧有一份好奇心，想知道神嘅话语系讲乜嘢嘅。
And that year, two of my grandmothers passed away, and I couldn't go back to Malaysia.
咁就喺嗰年咧，我嘅婆婆啦，同埋我嘅嫲嫲咧，都相继离开人世，但系我就冇办法翻去马来西亚嗰边。
If I'm not mistaken, it was 1998 or around 1997-98. There was an economic crisis.
大概喺97-98年嘅时候咧，全球当时亦都有一个金融危机。
So I was very worried for my parents' situation, and very burdened at that time because I know I'm using up a lot of resources studying abroad.
咁当时我就特别担心我父母嘅经济啊各方面啦，因为我知道我喺外国读书其实系用紧我父母嘅好多嘅资源资金嘅。
But to make things worse, I couldn't concentrate in my studies and. Because of all these, So there was a likelihood that I wouldn't be able to graduate that year.
咁但系咧，令到情况更糟糕嘅咧，就系我因为呢啲嘅忧虑压力咧，反而冇办法集中喺读书方面。咁所以咧，有一个可能就系我连毕业都毕业唔到。
Yeah, but so then in that moment of time, I started to pray.
咁就系。
If there is really, if you are really real and true, I would please help me at that time. Yeah.
咁就系喺呢个困难嘅时候咧，我终于开始祷告啦。我祷告话：如果你系真嘅，你系真实嘅神，求你帮我啦。
So that was the first time that I actually opened my heart to pray to God.
而嗰时亦都系第一次，我终于打开我嘅心向神去祷告。
I guess God had to humble me, to that point in order to want to pray to Him. And after that, there was a peace that came in, that I couldn't understand at all.
咁我估咧，梗系神要去谦卑我到咁嘅地步咧，我先会愿意去。祷告寻求佢，咁但系好奇妙嘅就系，当我祷告咁样祷告神之后咧，哇，有一个我从未感受过平安就临到我。
Not because the problems has gone away, but then, because of the peace of the Lord, I was able to face it, and get through it.
咁并唔系话当时嘅困难都解决咗，而系咧因为神嘅平安喺我心里面咧，我能够去平安咁度过呢一切。
There was one year that after this I start. There was one year that I had to go back to Malaysia for a break from the work. Yeah.
咁有一年咧，我就要翻去马来西亚嗰边放假啦。
Yeah. Well, of course, at that time I already started to seek the Lord a bit more seriously.
而嗰时我亦都已经开始比较认真去寻求神啦。
Yeah. And so that period of time, I made a prayer to God. God, if I'm going back to Malaysia in this time, definitely I'll draw away very easily. So please help me to stay close to you.
咁当时我就向神咁样祷告。神啊，如果我回到马来西亚咧，我相信自己一定会离开你好远嘅，所以神求你帮助我可以继续亲近你啊。
Now, what happened was that year I had to go back. I mean, I went back for about 1 month. And now what happened was when I got back home, in the airport, I was detained. The immigration saw some problem with my passport.
咁发生咩事咧？就系其实嗰一年我就准备翻马来西亚一个月啦，放假。咁但系当我到达嗰边嘅时候咧，个海关嗰度就竟然扣留住我，就话我嘅护照有问题。
No, because I remembered the date of my visa expiry.But I forgot the date of my passport expiry. So my passport expired earlier than the visa.
Yeah. 原来发生什么事呢？就是我记得很清楚自己签证几时到期，但我就疏忽了我护照呢，原来在我回到马来西亚之前，其实或者在我签证到期之前已经过期了。
So the immigration said, do you know that, your passport has expired, and straight away I was brought to quarantine. I was detained.
咁当时海关人员咧就话：你知唔知道你嘅护照已经失效啦？咁而且二话不说，已经要将我拘留喺某一度。
So I remember, that year, because of this incident, the first thing when I stepped down back into Malaysia, I started to pray, God help me.
咁就因为呢件事咧，令我抵赴马来西亚之后，即刻就要向神去祈祷啦，神啊，求你帮我啦。
And the consequence of traveling without a valid passport was that it's a big criminal offense.
咁原來咧，你冇一本有效嘅護照去旅行啊，或者去海外咁樣啦，咁其實咧係一個好嚴重嘅刑事罪行嚟嘅。
But so the consequence is that I would not have the right to possess a passport anymore.
而且後果咧就係我以後都唔可以再有擁有一本護照嘅權利啊。
But you can imagine at that time, I was very stressed.
咁大家都可以想象啦，當時真係好大壓力啊。
So in that 1 month, I had to go to the immigration at least twice a week, going from one officer to another officer, begging and appealing for the to be able to. Apply for a passport again.
咁就喺嗰一个月里面，我要一个礼拜起码两次去到海关部去见唔同嘅官员，去申请翻我呢本护照。
Until the third week, they agreed to give me a temporary passport to finish my studies, and then after that, I'll be back in Malaysia and I'll be there forever.
咁经过三个礼拜咁样周旋之后咧，佢哋终于同意咧可以俾我一本临时嘅护照，等我咧可以完成我嘅学业。但系当我完成学业之后咧，我就要永远咁翻翻去马来西亚，就唔可以再喺英国啦。
Yeah, but then to think of it again, I thought that would be a bit troublesome. Also, if there is other needs of traveling, so I made an appeal during the last week.Explaining to them, of course, praying very hard.
咁但系当然啦，我当时亦都谂，唉，如果系咁咧，始终都系好麻烦噶喎。因为如果我真系有其他需要再去来往呢啲地方啊，咁冇呢本护照真系好唔方便。咁于是我就决定去上诉，但系当然啦，同时间我就真系好勤力咁祷告啦。
Yeah, and then, on the last week, finally, I come to the head of the immigration department, and when I met him, he spoke to me very very seriously. You know that you've done a very big criminal offense.
咁做到最后个礼拜咧，我咧就轮到要见全个海关部最高级嗰位官员，然后咧佢就好凝重咁样去同我讲：你知唔知你犯咗非常之严重嘅刑事罪行啊？
I couldn't say anything, and I felt I was already down on my knees.
咁我当时都唔知仲可以讲乜嘢啦。我觉得我已经差唔多跪喺度咁求大家噶啦。
But then he said, "This time we'll give you a chance. You can apply for a new passport again."
但系咧，跟住佢就话：好啦，今次我哋就俾你一次机会啦，你可以重新申请一本新嘅护照。
But please do not repeat this offense.
但系请你千祈唔好重犯啊。
So but at that time, I had to go back in order to retrieve the passport. Takes 2 weeks, so I had a last request, and I thought it was a bit too much to ask. But then. I told them I need my air ticket is going off next week. Am I able to have it earlier?
咁但系咧，需要重新申请一本新嘅护照咧，需要起码两个礼拜嘅时间。但系当时我机票咧，其实系跟住个礼拜已经要飞啦。咁我其实都知道啊，已经人哋都系私恩咁俾本护照我。如果仲要去要求，好似真系太多要求啊！但我都冇办法，要厚住面皮就话，请问可唔可以俾我有呢本护照，等我可以讲得切下个礼拜飞咧
？Yeah, and then of course with a serious face, he said, "Yeah, next week come back to meet me." So on that morning, I went to take my passport. At night, I flew back to.UK with the
咁当时嗰位官员又系非常之严肃嘅表情，就同我讲： OK 啦，好啦，你下个礼拜可以嚟攞你嘅 passport， 你嘅护照。咁所以最后咧，我系当天嘅早晨攞到我嘅护照，夜晚我就飞翻去英国啦。
So when I think about it, when I got back to the UK, I remembered what I prayed to God to keep me close to Him.
咁所以当我终于飞翻嚟英国嘅时候，啊，我安静落嚟，我就谂翻起啊，其实我翻去马来西亚之前系曾经同神祷告过，求你保守我能够继续系好接近你嘅。
And it is because of this incident, I never stopped to pray in my heart for one moment, right from landing up to the time when I have to go back.
咁正正就系因为呢件事咧。我确实系由我啱啱落机嗰一刻，直至我要再飞翻嚟英国，系冇一刻间断，要不停向神祷告嘅。
So after this experience, I really became much more serious to seek the Lord because I start to see how real He is.
咁亦都系藉住呢件事咧，我开始更加认真去寻求神，因为我经历到神系好真实嘅。
Later, through the word of God and His working, God revealed to me the bondage of sin that I was in.
咁接住落嚟咧，就系藉住去认识神嘅话语啦，同埋神喺我心里面工作咧，神帮我认识到我系喺罪嘅捆绑里面。
So I really treasure the times in Liverpool where we were able to have the Bible studies. Some of these shared by Pastor Lucy, Pastor Kim, sometimes still ring in my ears. Yeah.
我非常之珍惜咧，以前喺利物浦教会一齐查经嘅时光，因为咧，就算到今日，耐唔时我都会谂翻起当时，无论系 Lucy 牧师啊，或者阿强牧师带领我哋查经嘅内容。
Now, of course, at that time, the word of God became like a mirror for me to see my spiritual condition.
咁当时咧，神嘅话语就好似一面镜子咁，俾我睇清楚我灵里面嘅状态。
Whether it was the pride, or whether it was bad thoughts, or whether it was vanity.
无论是我的高傲啦，或者是一些不洁净的思想啦，又或者是去追求一些很虚浮的东
西。I found that as much as I wanted to break free from them, I did not have the power.
但我发现呢，无论我多想挣脱这些不好的东西，我都没有那份能力。
Now, of course, everything on the outside looks all right. I go to.
当然你看我外表一切都非常之好。
But and he saw that I was living in darkness.
但是神呢却看到我是活在黑暗里面。
To the point that the words in Romans 7 verse 24, the wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death?
是到一个地步呢，其实我很认同罗马书七章二十四节那里保罗所讲的，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And I would like to share one incident. During this period, in my utter weakness, I remember one night I was crying on my knees, crying out to God to save me.
咁就系喺一个咁可怜嘅光景里面咧，即系我当时有一晚，我记得我系跪喺度向神呼求。
And after making this prayer, in the subsequent one or two months, I thinking back, I could see how the Lord led me to commit my life to Him.
咁但系就系我做咗嗰个祷告之后嘅接住一两个月咧，神就带领我慢慢一步一步可以去交托自己生命俾佢。
Now one of the incident that I will never forget is that at that time, I used to work part-time in a restaurant.
咁其中一件事咧，系我永远都唔会忘记嘅。喺当时咧，我系有打一份兼职工咧，喺一间餐厅里面。
So every Friday and Saturday, I will go to work from maybe about four or five p.m.
咁每个
until after midnight 2 or 3.
每个礼拜五同六咧，我就会从晏昼大概三四点咁样咧开工，一路。到凌晨嘅两三点先收工。
Now, one night, I was taking the bill from the customer.
咁有一晚我就其实啱啱喺度，有个客要埋单啦。
Yeah, so I was a waiter. So something very unusual happened because when I took the money from the payment from them, I saw that there were something written on a £5 note.
咁当时我系喺依间餐厅做一个侍应生，咁当要去处理呢位客人埋单嘅时候，我就发现一啲好特别嘅事。佢嗰张当我收啲钱过嚟嘅时候，发现嗰张£5咧，竟然上面写咗啲嘢嘅。
Now, usually people would write numbers and things like that on money notes. But somehow, when I was looking at the note, it wrote this phrase, Jesus Christ is Lord.
咁一般人会喺啲纸币上面写咩？可能就系攞嚟。Oh, you still have it.
Yeah.
咁一般人可能攞啲纸币咧，就系随手记低啲电话号码啦。但系呢张纸币咧，就系而家 William 牧师手中呢一张。啊，当时记嘅就系写住 Jesus Christ is Lord， 耶稣基督是主。
Yeah. So now in my mind, I was thinking, why would somebody write something like this? You know. But of course, on the other hand, I was thinking.Lord, are you trying to say something to me?
咁当时喺我脑海里面，当然就会去谂，边个人会写啲咁奇怪嘢嘅喺张纸币嗰度咧？但系另一方面，我又会谂，唔通神喺度尝试同我讲啲嘢
？No. So of course, after that, when I got back, of course, I didn't take this money note back home. It goes to the cashier, and then, We do not know where it goes after that, isn't it? But when I got home, I was still thinking about it.
咁当然啦，当时我并冇将呢£5收起去我袋入袋唔得嘅，因为当然所有客人俾嘅钱要挤翻去我哋嗰个收银机嗰度啦。咁挤咗落去之后，咁我就翻屋企啦。咁我亦都冇人知道嗰£5会去咗边。
Yeah, but when I got back, I asked the Lord, are you trying to say something to me? So I had a request. If it is really you trying to say something to me, please let me see the note again.
咁当我翻到屋企咧，我就同神去咁样祷告啦。啊，神啊，你系咪尝试想同我讲啲乜嘢啊？如果真系你喺度同我讲紧嘢，我有一个要求，你可唔可以俾我就再见翻呢一张£5咧？
We know that we know how fast money goes around. So to ask for that is almost like asking for a miracle.
咁我哋都知道钱系嚟得快去得快，咁好快可能都已经又冇咗啦。咁所以当我咁样去向神祷告嘅时候，其实就等于喺度问紧求神一个神迹。
Yeah. But after that, I probably also forgotten what I prayed. But and then at the end of the week, it was time that we get our weekly pay. Yeah.
咁其实我做完嗰个祷告之后咧，自己忙其他嘢都忘记咗呢一个祷告啦。咁但系到嗰一个礼拜尾咧，就到咗发工资嘅时候啦。
When I got back home, I suddenly remembered.About the note, then I was thinking, could it be, in So I opened up my page and see whether there's anything there.
咁当我翻到屋企嘅时候，啊，我又谂翻起呢一个祷告，咁我就心里面谂，唔知我喺即系今次收到嘅工资信封里面会唔会有呢张五磅银纸咧
？No, to my surprise, it was there in the stack of the money. So and you could see my jaw almost drop. You know?
咁令我非常震惊嘅就系嗰张五磅银纸真系喺我嗰沓工资里面，当时我真系差唔多成个口擘大咗，都唔知应该点反应啊。
So, I knew God was trying to say something, but what? But what exactly?
咁我心里面都敏感到神真系要同我讲一啲嘢，但系具体佢想话俾我听啲乜嘢咧
？And what happened was when I turned the note over, there was something else written on it, yeah, which I didn't see the first time.
而后尾当我将呢张五磅银纸反转嘅时候，原来另一面仲写咗其他嘢，系我第一次见到嘅时候冇留意到嘅。
So it was written, the person who wrote this wrote, "Ye must be reborn again."
写呢啲字嘅人呢，原来仲写咗 "Ye must be born again." 你一定要重生。
Yeah. So when I looked at it, I was even more confused what is going on.
当我睇嘅时候，我就更加震惊，发生乜事呢？
But I knew God was saying something to me.
但系我心里面非常清楚，神真系喺度向我说话。
And within one or two weeks, we had a Bible study, and at that time we were doing John, the book of John.
咁过咗一两个礼拜之后咧，咁又到查经嘅时间啦。而当时我哋查经正系查考紧约翰福音。
And we came to John 3, and they explained about being born again.
咁我哋就嚟到约翰福音嘅第三章，啊，正正就谈到要去重生呢个问题啦。
And so during then, I knew what God was trying to say to me, that I have to be reborn. I have to commit my life to the Lord.
咁当时我就好清楚，其实神究竟想同我讲啲咩？佢系要话俾我听，我必须要经历重生啊！我要得着喺神里面嗰个新嘅生命。
If I were to want to be to break free from my bondages.
如果我系真正想从我罪呢啲嘅捆绑里面挣脱出嚟咧，我必须将我生命都交俾主。
So of course all these things I kept in my heart, and then at that time we were also doing CT, commitment training.
咁当然啦，我都将呢一切发生嘅事都藏喺心里面啦。而其实嗰段期间咧，我哋亦都上紧呢个卫生课。
And then it came to one of the session, I think around session 11 or so. We were singing a song, "Embrace the Cross."
咁我哋当时上呢个卫生训练大概嚟到第十一课左右啦。当时我哋唱咗呢首诗歌，叫做《拥抱十架》。
When we were singing that, I just broke down crying. I didn't know what happened. Yeah.
咁当我哋唱到呢首拥抱十架嘅诗歌嘅时候，我都唔知发生乜事，但系我控制唔到就不停咁流泪。
So bad that I have to go to the, I have to run to the toilet to hide myself from the embarrassment.
因为我当时喊得太犀利咧，到一个地步，我要即刻冲去厕所，想去匿埋啦，因为我觉得实在太尴尬啦。
So now, after CT finished, I'm not sure whether Pastor Lucy remembered. So we were cleaning, packing up some stuff. Yeah.
咁当嗰日呢个卫生训练上完堂之后咧，咁我都唔知 Lucy 牧师仲记唔记得当时嘅情景啦。咁我哋当时就喺度收拾紧啲地方。
Yeah, and then you know, usually when you meet one another, you say, "How are you?" and so. But on that day, Pastor Lucy didn't say a very normal word. She asked me directly, "How is your spiritual life?"
咁你知啦，大家一般都会问候，就最自然就系话，诶、你好嘛？咁但系唔知点解当日咧，阿 Lucy 牧师见到我第一句说话，并唔系呢一种客套嘅问候，就系单刀直入咁问你嘅属灵生命点啊？而家状态。
So, in my heart, I was wondering why she suddenly asked me like this, you know? And then it's almost like.鬼拍後尾枕 or something from I so I just blurted out and say, Pastor Lucy, I'm ready, you know.
咁我當時真係實在覺得，哇！佢咁樣問個咁嘅問題，實在太令我好即係震驚啊！咁所以我第一個反應就個口衝口而出啦，就話我準備好啦。
Because I knew in my heart that if I want to be free from the bondage, to live in the light of God, I have to commit my life to Him.
Because I 心里面咧好确实知道，如果我真系想从罪恶嘅捆绑里挣脱出嚟，能够喺神嘅光里面去继续生活咧，我一定要将自己嘅生命完全交托俾神。
Actually, up to that point, I was already with the church for.Quite a few years, 3 or 4 years, but I was always on the fence with it.
咁其实喺到嗰个时间段咧，我都大概参加咗教会三四年噶啦。但系之前我嘅立场就系比较中立咯，即系唔想做任何决定。
But at that point, I knew what I had to do, so I was baptized in 2001.
咁但系到嗰时咧，我就好清楚我应该要点样抉择啦。咁所以喺2001年咧，我终于就接受洗礼，成为基督徒。
So of course, things weren't easy. Also after baptism.
咁当然啦，洗礼之后并唔系一帆风顺嘅。
I guess many would know that. You still have to grow and you face many trials and maybe temptations.
咁洗礼之后，我相信大家都知道啦。我哋要不断成长，我哋要面对唔同嘅考验啊，甚至试探。
Maybe one thing I can share.
咁或者可以同大家分享一件事啊。
That something I learned. As an early, as a growing in the Lord, was about seeking His kingdom first.
咁或者可以同大家分享其中一样喺我成长嘅过程里面学习嘅，喺神里面成长嘅时候学习嘅，就系要先求神嘅国。
I remember after being baptized After 1 year, and 1.5 year, I graduated, and it was time for me to go back to Malaysia.
咁喺我洗礼大概一年半之后咧，咁我就毕业啦，咁就嚟到我应该要翻马来西亚嘅时间。
But once again, my heart was thinking that if the Lord is willing, I would want to continue to grow together with the brothers and sisters.
咁但系当时我心就一路谂啊，如果神愿意咧，我好想留翻喺度，继续同呢度嘅弟兄姊妹一齐成长。
But it wasn't easy to get a job over in UK as a foreigner.
但系作为一个留学生，要留喺英国度揾到工咧，系非常之唔简单嘅事情嚟嘅。
So I still remember, on the day of my graduation, I met with, my.Previous boss during my internship.
咁我仲记得喺我毕业嗰一日咧，我就 见翻我实习嘅时候嗰间公司嘅老板。
No, he told me that he knew that I was graduating and I did pop the question, but he said unfortunately at this time there were no vacancy. Yeah.
咁当然啦，当时呢个老板都知道我毕业啦，咁我亦都有向佢去询问过，但系好可惜嘅就系当时佢话暂时冇空缺。
So now of course at that time whether to go back to Malaysia to work or to remain in the UK, working wise is not a big problem. I mean it's not too important to me, but I pray to the Lord that if it is possible, I would like to stay. Yeah.
咁当然咧，当时对我嚟讲，啊，无论要系喺英国度继续工作啊，定系翻去马来西亚去揾工作，我都唔系我最关心嘅。我当时只系向神祷告，就系，如果你愿意，我系好想留翻喺英国呢度。
So that I could grow, yeah, to also to serve together with the brothers and sisters.
以致我可以继续在教会里面和其他弟兄姊妹一起成长，一起服侍。
And of course, after that, I sent out many, many applications to try, almost 30 over.
咁当然啦，接住落嚟我就要一年发咗成起码超过30张求职信。
But all came back negative.
但系我收翻嚟嘅全部都系否定嘅答复。
At that time, there were camp going on in the church, and there were preparation and everything. Yeah.
咁亦都啱啱嗰段时间咧，教会准备紧一个营会。
So, but then after the camp finished and everything was done, I received a call from this boss and from my friend, my colleague in this company.
咁但系就喺嗰个营会结束啦，一切嘢都安排好嘅时候完成啦，我就突然间收到头先所提过嗰间我实习嗰间公司入面以前有个同事嘅电话。
So he said boss wants to meet you.
咁佢就同我讲，老板想见你喎。
Yeah, so I went to meet him and I brought some of my presentations to show him. And then after that, he talked to me. Are you still looking for a job?
咁佢叫我见佢嘅时候，我就去带住我当时有嘅一啲材料啊，可以展示俾佢睇啦。咁然后咧之后佢就同我去交谈，佢都问我你系咪仲喺度揾紧工啊？
And then he explained to me that during that period, many of the projects, the fund was granted from the government grants was funded, so the project started to flow again, and they needed people to help.
咁原来发生咩事咧？就系正正嗰段期间咧，突然间好多之前我哋申请嘅政府嘅资助啊，呢啲嘅资金咧都成功啦，咁批咗，于是咧佢哋就可以有更加多嘅项目去开展，就需要更多嘅员工。
And so I was able to work in the company and to stay for another 2 years over there.
咁就係咁樣咧，我就終於可以喺呢間公司度工作啦。亦都繼續喺英國留多咗兩年。
But in my heart, that incident also taught me that not to worry. He knows our needs, as long as we continue to put His kingdom first. Yeah.
咁呢件事教识咗我咧，我真系唔需要去忧虑乜嘢噶。神系好知道我哋嘅需要，最紧要就系我哋先求佢嘅国度。
Now of course, there are many things that I can share. After 2 years working, the Lord called me to his service.
咁當然啦，仲有好多嘅嘢都想同大家分享嘅。咁不過係咧，當時發生咗呢事之後兩年，咁神亦都去呼召自己去全時間去服侍啦。
Just for complete sake, I will just share a little
Please.
Bit on that.
Yeah.
At that time, I was working in this company for already 2 years, but I see that working day in and day out, I really wasn't doing much anything too useful spiritually.
咁嗰时就系已经都两年时间，咁系啊日日朝九晚五，即系日日咁样上班落班，翻工放工。但系我发现好似所做嘅都冇乜太大意义咁样，唔系好有用，特别系属灵方面。
So actually, I just had a simple prayer to the Lord. Lord, how can I serve you a bit more in whatever situation? We are still serving him, encouraging one another. But at that time, I thought perhaps I could, you know, pick up some Greek or something like that.
咁所以当时亦都只系向神发出一个好简单嘅祷告，就系神啊，究竟我可以喺边啲方面更加多服侍你咧？咁当然我会继续同弟兄姊妹彼此鼓励啊嗰啲啦。咁但系我都有谂啊，会唔会譬如去学下希列文咧
？And I shared this with Pastor Lucy at that time.
咁我当时就同 Lucy 牧师去分享呢一啲谂法啦。
And so happened, Pastor Lucy went to Canada. And she met with Pastor Eric.
咁又咁奇妙咧！啱啱嗰段时间，Lucy 牧师就要去加拿大，而佢亦都同张希和牧师见面。
And when she came back, she told me that there is she spoke to Pastor Eric about this my desire.
咁佢翻嚟嘅时候就同我讲啦，原来佢同张牧师见面嘅时候咧，就有提起我心里面呢种渴慕服侍神更多嘅心。
But what was shocking to me at that time was that. She explained to me, Pastor Eric said, "So what is he waiting for?"
咁但系对我嚟讲好震惊嘅咧，就系佢同我讲，当时牧师嘅反应就系，咁佢仲喺度等乜嘢咧？
Because I only prayed and thought about taking up some Greek, you know, but this.
咁但系我当时因为好震惊，就系我当时嘅祷告都好简单、好单纯，就系谂下或者我可以开始学习下希列文咁样嘅啫。
It's getting better, but at that time there was news that there was the full time and
咁但系原来就喺嗰段时间咧，正准备要开始一个全时间嘅培训。
So happened the news wasn't announced in Liverpool Church, but Pastor Lucy brought the news back.
咁原来咧，当时呢个消息就未传到嚟利物浦教会啦。咁但系因为 Lucy 牧师喺加拿大嗰边，就将呢个消息带翻嚟。
And I was asked to consider. Yeah.
咁我就被邀请去慎重考虑下啦。
And to be honest, at that time, it was a struggle for me also.
咁当然好坦白讲咧，其实对我嚟讲系好大嘅挣扎。
Because it would mean to leave behind everything.And to go serve full time.
咁大挣扎，因为意味住我要抛弃我所有嘅一切，然后去全时间咁服侍神。
But even though this is not something new in my heart, because I knew when I committed my life to the Lord, yeah, in whatever way, I would want to serve Him.
咁虽然咧话又说回嚟啦，我又唔系话完全陌生呢个概念嘅，因为当我将自己生命交俾神嘅时候，其实我都系将自己完全交托，希望去服侍神嘅，就系无论系咩形式啦。
Yeah, but this came like a test of commitment for me.
咁但系正正咧呢个就系一个对我委身程度嘅考验啊。
But at the same time, I also learned to ask the Lord, is this really your will for me? Is it time for me to go?
咁但系当时我亦都学习去寻求神嘅旨意啦，我就去问神咯，呢个系咪真系你对我嘅心意咧？你系咪想我而家，即系究竟你想我几时要去服侍你咧？
And I remember, I took 1 week leave. It was so serious that I had to take leave from my work for 1 week to quiet down and ask the Lord.
咁呢件事对我嚟讲系咁慎重咧，我系特登请咗一个礼拜假，等自己可以有时间安静喺神面前去寻求神嘅心意。
And within that 1 week, think a few things happened and really confirmed the will of God. I'll just share four times. Well, okay. God kind of showed me a verse repeatedly, where from Isaiah 6, here I am, send me.
在这段期间呢，神去多次，好像四次，重复的让以赛亚书六章入面所讲的经文呢，出现在我面前，就是讲到啊，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，这段经文。咁咧就用呢一个嚟引证系啦，神对我嘅心意。
The first time, on that week, maybe some of you might know Red Acre, right? The place where people go for a rest or quiet. Red Acre.
Red Acre, yeah. 咁可能你哋当中都有啲人会知道有一个地方叫 Red Acre， 一亩红呢个地方。是一个给基督徒想去那里退休的一个地方。
When I got there, the room that I was given had a testimony book, biography, on the bedside table.
咁当我去到一亩红呢个地方咧，我安排入住嗰间房，嗰张隔篱嗰个台仔咧就挤咗一本见证书，系一本自传嚟噶。
I didn't read everything, but I turned to the chapter.If I remember correctly, her name was Eva. How she was called to serve the Lord.
咁当时我就冇成本书读晒，但系我就被一个题目吸引咧，就系翻开去嗰一章节，就系讲到当时呢一位如果冇记错叫 Eva 嘅姊妹点样被神去引领去服侍佢。
And that was when I saw it was this verse that came out, here I am, send me.
咁嗰度就我第一次去见到以赛亚书六章入面讲到，我喺度，请你差遣我呢节经文。
And then after that, I came back from Red Acre and we were having CT. During CT, we were looking at one of the sessions, but it wasn't this verse, but it was Isaiah 6 also about.Hearing and seeing, but when Pastor Kim was asking us to read, when I opened to the page, it wasn't that verse that came out, but the verse before or after that struck my eyes, and the word "Here I am, send me" just popped out into my eyes.
咁当我从一亩红翻嚟之后咧，咁我哋又到咗上卫生训练嘅时候，咁嗰日强牧师咧带领我哋睇嗰课入面，啱啱就要睇到以赛亚书第六章，但系当时嘅经文咧，并唔系头先讲嗰段经文，而系讲到关于我哋嘅属灵眼睛，即系眼瞎啊、心蒙之有呢啲方面嘅。咁但系好奇妙就系当强牧师叫我哋打开嗰段经文睇嘅时候咧。最吸引我眼球的不是当日要看的经文，就是刚才所说的关于以赛亚先知说主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，这段经文就向我跳出来这样。
There was one more time and it was during quiet time, so happened.
那到另一次呢，就是在我自己个人安静灵修的时候，又这节经文又出现，就是个时间真的很吻合。
Now, actually, by the time, the third time, in my heart, I knew probably God wants me to go.
咁其实嚟到第三次咧，我嘅心都应该好清楚，神系想我去全时间服侍佢噶啦。
Yeah, but I was still doubting.
但系我仍然喺度犹豫不决。
But God is very good. At the end of the week, we went for this. There's a conference, a Christian conference, together with some brothers and sisters. It so happened the conference was about the Great Commission, and the preacher was preaching something, and then he kind of shouted this verse, "Here I am, send me," and I almost fell down from my chair.
咁到嗰一个礼拜差唔多结束嘅时候咧，啊，我哋又同即系我当时又同当时嘅即系我当时又同一啲弟兄姊妹去参加一个基督教嘅会议啦。咁喺呢个会议里面咧，嗰位讲道嘅讲员，佢其实系喺度讲紧大使命呢方面嘅，但系突然间佢就好大声咁嗌出一段经文，就系主啊！我在这里请差遣我刚才那一节经文，我当时吓到差不多整个从张凳跌了下来了。
You can imagine, even if I try to close my ears, I still hear this the verse.、Yeah.
大家可以想象，就算我尝试掩住对耳不想听都好，但其实我都是一定会听到又是这节经文。
But of course, finally, I knew it was God's will.And but at that point, I told the Lord, I'm not sure whether I'm ready or I'm to go. I mean, there I still have so much to learn.
咁当然啦，到第四次啦，其实我都好清楚即系神嘅心意啦，但系我都去求问神就系、是，我唔系好肯定我自己预备好未咧，我觉得我仲有好多方面需要学习。
And at that time, the Lord kind of have spoke in my heart that it is not what you can do, but whether you are willing to.
咁而当时神对我内心咧去讲，就系、是、呢、这个关键啊，唔系你有冇能力去做，而系你愿唔愿意。
Yeah. So after all this, well, there were other things that you know, it's like negotiating with the Lord.
咁之后当然啦，仲有好多同神喺度一路商讨嘅过程啦。
There are other parts of the story there, but maybe one of it was that I even asked the Lord, "Are you sure it's time for me to go? I can still serve you here. No, who's going to play the piano?"
咁我其中同神嘅对话当中有一点就系话，神啊，你肯定你系想我而家就去服侍你？其实我喺利物浦呢度都可以继续睡服侍你嘅、哦。如果我走咗，咁边个继续做司琴咧
？And amazingly, during that period, there were a group of youth that came to the church, and many of them played piano very well.
咁好奇妙嘅就系咧，就喺嗰段时间咧，神带咗一班年青人嚟到教会，而喺嗰组年青人里面咧，其实有好多个弹琴仲叻过我添。
So when I look at them, it seems that the Lord has answered my doubt.
咁所以当我睇到呢班年青人，我就谂，神其实已经答咗我本来心里面嗰个疑惑啦。
Yeah, and one more incident was that when at the end of the week I went down to London to meet a friend, and it was Sunday.
咁仲有另一件事咧，就系喺又系个礼拜日嘅时候，咁我就去咗伦敦，想去见一个朋友啦。
So when on Sunday I was asking the Lord, "Where should I go to worship you?"
咁嗰个星期日我就问神，我应该去边间教会去敬拜你咧？
So I asked that I was staying in a budget bed and breakfast, and I asked the reception, "Where's the nearest church?"
咁我当时就系一间好经济嘅，有提供早餐啊，可以住嘅地方，即系间旅馆嗰度住啦。咁我就去到嗰个前台嗰度问啊，呢度有冇一间教会我可以参加咧？
So he pointed me to a direction. So when I walked out, and I saw in the junction there was a cross at the end of at that junction, looking into that road.
咁當時佢就向前面嗰度指咗一個方向，咁我一路向嗰個方向行嘅時候，誒我就見到遠處有一個十字架喎、喺嗰個十字路口嗰度。
I walked towards the cross and I saw the church. It was too early; it wasn't open yet.
咁、我向住嗰個十字架方向一路向前行，但係當我去到個教會嘅時候，我就發現，哎呀，太早啦！呢、這個教會聚會都未開始。
And then I looked around. There was another cross right above the trees. So maybe it was one of the local churches at the tip of the roof. So I just followed that direction.
咁我周围望嘅时候又发现，诶，附近啲树丛里嘅上面咧又有一个十字架喎，突咗出嚟。咁我就谂啊，可能系另一间当地嘅教会啦。咁我就向住个方向又去行啦。
So when I walked up the stairs, I couldn't see that church anymore, but I saw another church. So I just walked in.
咁当我向住嗰方向，然后上咗啲楼梯之后，我就见唔到原先见到嗰间教会噃，但系反而又见到另一间教会，咁我就入咗去啦。
But what truly spoke to my heart was that on that day they sang a song. When I survey the wondrous cross.
咁当时好触动我嘅系乜嘢咧？就系喺嗰一日佢哋嘅敬拜里面，佢哋唱咗一首歌。When I survey the wondrous cross。当我注目你嘅十架。
Yeah. And in the final verse, it says, in the lyrics, a love so great and so divine demands my life, my soul, my all.
咁就喺嗰首歌嘅歌词里面有一句系咁话嘅，你嘅爱系咁伟大，咁神圣，系。值得或者要求我要去向你献出我嘅所有。
Yeah. So when I was singing that song, when I saw those lyrics, I knew it was time to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
好似系讲到要我献出我嘅生命，我嘅所有。咁所以当我唱到嗰一句歌词嘅时候咧，我就真系知道要将我生命完全去献出嚟服侍神啦。
So, that was when, I guess the end of the struggle.
咁嚟到呢一刻咧，我之前所有嘅挣扎都画上句号啦。
Yeah. Of course, there are other things, but I will not share. But my point is that God has worked everything for the good of those who love Him.
虽然仲有好多其他嘅事情咧，但系我就唔能够一一分享。但我想去同大家强调嘅就系，神的确系叫万事都互相效力，去叫嗰啲爱神嘅人会得到益处。
And to close, actually recently, Pastor Sutron here shared on this verse, and there was in a different perspective.
咁结束嘅时候都想同大家分享啦。最近咧喺我哋印尼呢边嘅 Sutran 牧师咧，亦都曾经去讲解呢段经文，但系从另一个角度去讲解。
So, another way of translating this verse is that, and we know that God worked together with those who love Him.
咁原来咧呢段经文亦都可以用另一个方式去翻译，就系话我哋知道咧神系同嗰啲爱佢嘅人去同工，一齐去工作嘅。
To bring forth goodness，
去带出呢啲美好嘅事情。
I hope that this can encourage us that to experience God working everything together for the good of us.And for the good of all, truly, He also help us to love Him more. Yeah.
咁我都好想分享呢段经文去鼓励大家啦，同埋我嘅见证，鼓励大家，神系真系会让万事都互相效力，为佢爱嘅人带出益处。咁亦都希望鼓励我哋，亦都用爱去回应佢啦，去更加爱神，服侍佢。
And I also want to thank God, that. Just now I mentioned a miracle of the £5 note. Yeah, but actually the biggest miracle that I would say is a miracle is that because of God's love, yeah, we can come out from our darkness.
咁另一點我想分享嘅就係頭先喺我見證都分享過，關於嗰張五磅錢，五磅紙幣嘅奇蹟啦、神蹟啦。咁但係其實我想話俾大家聽，喺我生命裡面最大嘅奇蹟，其實係神令到我可以從黑暗裡面去到光明。
Many things that God is working now in Indonesia。
其實仲有好多嘅嘢想同大家分享啦，神喺。印尼咧都有好多嘅工作。
I really never thought that, how to say, to know John, but God is really working in amazing ways in different parts of the world.
就好似我自己从来都冇谂过会认识呢位阿富汗嘅弟兄，但系咧神确实就系咁奇妙啊！去工作嘅时候系好即系好美妙嘅。
So hopefully in the future, yeah, that's it.Chance to can share more.
咁希望将来有机会可以再同大家分享更多啦。
Just that's all.
咁我今日想同大家分享就系呢啲啦。